is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Microsoft is now saying that Russia once again accounted for most state-sponsored hacking. This is with a 58% share of intrusion attempts it detected in the past year alone. The targets were mostly government agencies and think tanks in the United States, followed by Ukraine, Britain, and European NATO members. The devastating effectiveness of the long undetected SolarWinds hack also boosted Russian state-backed hackers' success rate to 32% compared with 21% in the preceding 12 months. China accounted for fewer than 1 in 10 of the state-backed hacking attempts Microsoft detected. Those are among findings of the Redmond, Washington-based company's annual digital defense report, which covers the year ending on June 30th. Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers have their sights on stamping out widespread drug addiction in the country, even by force. Fighters raided a drug den under a bridge in Kabul on a recent evening, beating addicts. The addicts were then forcibly taken to treatment centers where they are to stay for 45 days. Afghanistan is a source of most of the world's opium and a major center for methamphetamines. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week, another sign that the U.S. job market and economy continue their steady recovery from last year's coronavirus recession. The Labor Department said that Thursday that unemployment claims were down by 38,000 to 326,000, the first drop in 4 weeks. Since surpassing 900,000 in early January, the weekly applications, a proxy for layoffs, had fallen more of a less steadily all year. This is VOA News. A powerful earthquake collapsed at at least one coal mine and as many as 100 mud houses in a remote mountainous part of southwest Pakistan. The quake early Thursday killed at least 23 people as the death toll crept higher. At least another 200 people were injured. A local official says the death toll is expected to rise even further. At least four of the dead were working in a coal mine when it collapsed. The 5.9 magnitude quake was in a remote part of a province where most residents live in sun-baked mud homes. Television images showed people wrapped in blankets outdoors in the chilly morning air waiting for the aftershocks to subside and for help to arrive. Pfizer is asking the U.S. government to allow the use of its COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11. If regulators agree, shots could begin within a matter of weeks. Pfizer already had announced that a lower dose of its vaccine worked and appeared safe in a study of the youngsters. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech on Thursday officially filed its application with the Food and Drug Administration. FDA's advisors are scheduled to debate the evidence later in the month. Until now, the vaccine was available only in kids as young as 12, and many parents and pediatricians are clamoring for protection for the younger children. Every week or so, tens of thousands of New Zealanders play a lottery in their desperation to come home. Their prize is one of the coveted beds in quarantine hotels. New Zealand's government requires everyone, vaccinated or not, to stay 14 days in a hotel isolation as part of its efforts to curb the coronavirus. But demand for outstrips supply, leaving New Zealanders abroad locked out indefinitely. The country was successful at keeping out the virus for most of the pandemic, but the spread of the Delta variant has made that impossible, and the country is no longer trying to eliminate the virus entirely. The World Health Organization on Wednesday endorsed the world's first malaria vaccine and said it should be given to children across Africa in the hope that it will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called it a historic moment after a meeting in which two of the UN Health Agency's expert advisory groups recommended the step. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.